our first guest on the show, who's a veteran of the Federal News Countdown, and joins me today, John Kamensky, Senior Research Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. John, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for the invite.
Happy to have you back. And we're talking today. John, as I've called around and talked to people and just kind of heard anecdotal evidence, today seems to be one of the biggest getaway days of the year. Lots of people either planning to get out of town or getting out of town for a week of vacation next week. And you made an interesting suggestion on the center's blog a short time ago for some beach reading, a book called Performance Management in the Public Sector. And I'm going to link this book up and your review of it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But I wanted to get you to come on and talk about a couple of things about this book. First of all, there's a million performance management books out there. What was it about this book that attracted you, and then what was it about this book that kind of made the ideas stick for you?
Okay. Well, the book is not targeted towards people that are trying to develop measures. It's targeted more towards executives that are trying to figure out how you use this stuff. And the authors three authors, Wouden van Doren, Gerrit Bochart, and John Halligan. The first two are from Belgium, and the third is from Australia, are taking sort of an international look at this. And what they are doing is they're putting together it's more on the concepts and the systems of performance as opposed to how do you get a better part score, or how do you do this or something. And I thought it was intriguing to be able to stand back and look at some of the bigger challenges. And what I found very interesting is that they very much come out where the Obama administration is going on the whole notion of how do you design a performance management system that's used, and that you focus it on the use for steering and learning and not so much for accountability. In the Bush administration, the PART was much more of an accountability tool. In this administration, the emphasis is more on steering and learning through the high performance or the high priority performance goals that the administration's been saying. So when I was reading this book, I was thinking about how does it apply to the challenges that federal managers are facing today? And I found there was a really interesting fit. One of the things that I thought was interesting, and it's a challenge that everybody around the world is facing, is that if you overemphasize performance, you can actually undercut other democratic values like rule of law or eradicating corruption or equity or transparency. So some of the challenges that they raise we're facing in the design of the U.S. system.
Do you think we take advantage of the body of knowledge around the world often enough and deeply enough? You mentioned one of these folks are from Belgium and Australia. I hear different people kind of anecdotally cite best practices from other countries, and yet doesn't seem like there is kind of a collection or consortium of these ideas the way that we try to do it, at least within the federal government, to share best practices.
Well, interestingly, more actually goes on than I think is widely understood. For example, next week, the Center for American Progress is sponsoring a forum that deals around performance issues, and one of their key speakers is a fellow that helped design the performance system for the British cabinet and what Tony Blair is doing. And that's been a big drawing card here in the States for people in the Obama administration and the World Bank and others. So there is somewhat of a look. GAO's been to other countries studying some of them, benchmarking what they're doing for inspiration in our system. So there is some look, but you're right. It's not probably as front and center as one might think.
When I read your review, the part of it that I thought was the most interesting is your citation that the authors observe that performance can be analyzed at three levels. The first level is macro, where a performance framework would reach across an entire governance system. The second level is meso. which focuses on the performances of a policy sector such as education. And I assume there you're talking about cross-agency, not within one particular agency. And then the third level is micro, which is the agency or program level.
Which is where the PART and the Performance and Results Act have been focused.
Mm-hmm. What are the implications of this kind of three-level observation compared to what you've seen done so far? Not in necessarily in any particular administration, mm-hmm. but just kind of the general approach that's been taken so far.
Well, what you've just outlined is kind of the challenge that public leaders are facing today, is many of the problems we're facing, whether it's Katrina, the Gulf oil spill, 9/11, I mean, the financial crisis, all those are things that are affecting the system. It's much broader than any one agency or any one level of government can deal with. And we don't have an institutional mechanism for how do you deal with things on that scale. This book outlines a framework, but it's more of a conceptual framework. It doesn't get into something that's practical. But what we need in our U.S. system as some way of organizing around an outcome that we're all trying to achieve. Interestingly, in the health care reform bill, there was a provision included to begin creating at least a measurement system to do that. It's called the State of the USA or Key National Indicators System, and that's something that will be available in the next few years or so that's going to be able to create the big picture way of looking at things. Right now, there is no way of doing that.
Mm-hmm. What did you know after reading this book, or what ideas came into your head after reading this book that you didn't have when you started?
Well, what I thought was interesting was being reminded of the complexity of doing performance measurement. The book talks about the typical view is machine-based. It's linear. It follows, you know, step A, step B, step C. And then in reality, you can't look at it with an engineering logic. You really need to look at it more as like biological, that it's evolutionary and stuff. And the complexity that they were laying out is, for example, there's three different uses, learning, steering, and accountability. Well, there's also three different kinds of users, program managers, executives, and then stakeholders like legislators and others. And then there's three different kinds of actors in the different parts of the policy implementation cycle, the budget development and policy development and the contract cycle. So all these different things come together, and that's why it's so hard to simply say, well, let's measure performance and focus on results. It's because there's a lot of different things that are going on at the same time. It's more than a three-dimensional model. It's hard to conceptualize, but that's also the challenge of public management, especially in the democratic system, is you're having to juggle all these balls, and there's trade-offs, and it comes down to judgment and the values that you bring to your job.
Another area of this review that I enjoyed, and you cited as your favorite section of the book, and it's the rubber meets the road part, the actual doing, the implementation part. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from the break. My guest is John Kamensky. He is Senior Research Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, talking about his review of the book Performance Management in the Public Sector. Our conversation continues in moments on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It's In Depth with Francis Rose.
Hey, all right, it's the Geico Gecko here, and I've got a special message for all you government employees listening out there. So all you non-government people can go and make yourself a sandwich or whatever. Okay, are they gone? Right, so here's the big news. As a government employee, you could qualify for a federal employee discount on car insurance. And that's on top of Geico's already low rates. In other words, my friend, you could be the or more, and you could save 15% or more. and you'd be in good company too. On average, federal employees who are GEICO customers stay GEICO customers for 12 years or more. And that's either because they like geckos or they like saving money. Well, maybe a little of both.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Hey everyone, this is Mike Causey. If you're a federal employee, then I've got some good news for you. Just call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com and see how much you could save.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
Deloitte invites you to join our next Debriefs program, The Money Trail, solving complex government problems using financial intelligence on Tuesday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Debriefs webcasts feature our professionals discussing critical issues that affect your organization. For more information and to register, visit www.deloitte.com/us/debriefs. www.deloitte.com/us/DBRIEFS.
Here's Dr. Stephen Ondra, Senior Health Advisor to the Secretary, VA, on the Federal Executive Forum on Health IT, sponsored by CA Technologies.
I think that as health IT helps transform healthcare in this country, health IT itself will also be transformed. I don't believe that the way we're looking at health IT today is going to be the way that we use it and tools that we have tomorrow.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
How do you keep your infrastructure safe without limiting your people and productivity? CA Technologies let you control every use of every IT asset by everyone who accesses your systems. Can you say yes to new capabilities? Can you enforce defense in detail, not just defense in depth? Can you empower your people while protecting your systems? With CA Technologies, you can. To learn how, visit ca.com/security.
Hey there, I'm Christopher Dorbeck. Here's what we're working on for the TGIF edition of the Dorbeck Insider. Bono and the Navy think they don't have anything in common? We'll make the connection for you this afternoon, and a hint has to do with getting a competitive advantage. And you're working to be innovative? We're going to talk to a Columbia University professor who says you need an SIU, a special innovation unit. We'll tell you about that and more this afternoon, 3 to 7, on the Dorbeck Insider. It's right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. With a suggestion for your beach reading bag this summer from John Kamensky, Senior Research Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The book is called Performance Management in the Public Sector. John's the reviewer, not the author. And John, I gotta be honest, I'm only gonna try the name of one of the co-authors, John Halligan, who I assume is the one who's from Australia. The other two folks are from Belgium. And I'm not going to try to pronounce their names at the risks of butchering them. But this book is available very soon. We'll have it up on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so you can find out more about it. Tom Petty said the waiting is the hardest part. I think when it comes to performance, the implementation is the hardest part. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but if you have all the great measures in the world and we all agree how to get, how to measure performance and so on and so forth, getting all the buy-in, getting the work done is probably the hardest part. Do you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. The authors identify and have a table in their book that lay out 44 different kinds of uses of performance information, and for the most part, most people would be glad if they could just get one. The thing that I thought was interesting is that they didn't just whitewash this. They looked at, you know, the different kinds of cultures that different organizations have where they'll use, in some cases, what they call the shirking behavior, where it appears like there's compliance by changing behavior, but they really act the old way. And then another is they just represent the data in a much more favorable light, not that anything has changed. So the whole notion of trying to reduce dysfunctional behavior and actually using the data to manage is a big challenge. Now, the Obama administration is actually, you know, I could quote from this book and probably quote from the president's budget, and it would sound the same. It says, the most obvious strategy is to abandon the use of targets and to primarily aim at triggering dialogue and learning effects and avoid formulating an absolute standard like 100% elimination of homelessness or something like that and focus on what's actually doable.
Mm-hmm. How is that different than what we saw in performance under President Bush or President Clinton?
Well, both Bush and Clinton tended to encourage agencies to set targets and try to achieve the targets. And what that did is resulted in behavior that I saw of agencies setting low targets and knowing they could always exceed them. In fact, when you read the annual performance report at the end of the year, the targets would be exceeded in many cases, but next year's target is lower than this year's target, even though it was exceeded.
Mm-hmm.
So this notion of trying to assure that you met the target as opposed to actually trying to improve performance mm-hmm. is a real tension.
Were you surprised to see so much attention paid to trying to get rid of some of the white noise in performance? It sounds like that was not what you expected to see.
Well, one of the things that I thought was interesting is it's not so much the measurement and the reporting as the actual use that is the biggest challenge. And it comes out in this book, and what they're suggesting is that rather than trying to push more and better implementation, might just want to rethink this whole thing. And what I think is interesting is they're saying instead of trying to filter out the role of politics, is to actually factor it in and take complexity and ambiguity as a given as opposed to trying to eliminate it. And that's kind of counter to what a lot of the professionals in the field have been talking about now.
The book that John Kaminsky's talking about is called Performance Management in the Public Sector. We'll get some information up about it for you at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. We only have about a minute left, John. What's the subject of the book about performance management that you'd like to read but you haven't seen yet?
I think I'd like to read something about how Congress is using performance measurement to make rational decisions.
Okay, that's funny.
It would be high fiction, of course.